Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden says he's accomplished the goals he set out at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden told reporters yesterday that it will be some time before Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, but added Ukrainian President Zelensky understands he has the support of the United States and its allies. The Chicago area is feeling the effects of multiple tornadoes that touched down last night. Forecasters urge residents to seek shelter after a large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted in Cook County. Damage has been reported throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled and ground stops were ordered at both O'Hare International and Chicago Midway International Airports. A reenactment of the deadly mass shooting in Parkland, Florida could take place within the next month. A Broward County judge approved a motion to allow two reenactments of when a gunman opened fire in Douglas High School in 2018, killing 17 people and injuring 17 others. The request was filed by four families of the victims and a survivor. Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. Abortion providers and the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop the legislation, which would ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Reynolds is set to sign the bill tomorrow. The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. 38-year-old LeBron James is confirming that he will return to the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team next year. We are USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's anchors away for America's oldest craft brewery.
After being in operation for 127 years, Anchor Brewing has made the decision to close its doors. The San Francisco-based company, faced with declining sales since 2016, has announced its plans to halt operations and initiate the liquidation of its business. Among the contributing factors leading to this outcome, Anchor Brewing has cited challenges in its supply chain and the mounting costs associated with business. Additionally, the acquisition of Anchor Brewing by Sapporo, the Japanese beer company, in 2017 may have played a role in the decision. Employees who recently spoke with VinePair have voiced concerns about Sapporo's mismanagement of the company and their failure to grasp the intricacies of the craft beer market in the United States. I'm John Schaefer.
Reports are coming out that hackers based in China breached U.S. government email accounts.
CNN reports that hackers breached two executive branch agencies, including the State Department. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller would not comment on who may have carried out the hack, but said anomalous activity was detected last month. He said steps were taken to secure State Department systems and an investigation is underway. Hackers also reportedly targeted an agency on Capitol Hill, but it's not clear if they were successful. The hacking effort began in mid-May. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From Dungeons and Dragons to Aquaman, embrace your geekness, as today it's officially Embrace Your Geekness Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
It's Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest, dear friend, I think we've known each other for well over 10 years, and I remember when I met him, he's a researcher's researcher. If you want to track Trevor Loudon down, you got to go to a library, and you might be able to catch up with him, because he's constantly doing the due diligence that today's media unfortunately is not doing, and that is, you know, vetting, double checking, researching, making sure what people are saying is truthful. And this is why I always appreciate Trevor Loudon when he's here talking to us, because he brings all this background of research and information that's absolutely invaluable. And as we always say, you don't have to take our word for it. Okay, you don't have to take anybody's word for it. And this is information for you that hopefully motivates you to say, okay, I need to own my own knowledge. So what do I need to do? Well, check it out for yourself. Do your own research and see if what we're saying is not true. The thing I got to tell you that exasperates me about my good friend, as well as I know Trevor Loudon, is he's accused of being not even a conspiratist. He's now regarded as a far-right conspiratist. I mean, it is amazing. I want to bring Trevor Loudon on now. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
I'll tell you, it is such an honor to have you on. And I'm laughing because now they've identified you. I mean, before, when you were the only person on the planet that was vetting one junior senator by the name of Barack Obama, nobody else wanted to bother to look into his past to figure out, okay, what's this guy all about when he talks about the fundamental transformation of the country? What does he mean by that? What is his worldview? And what is he really telling us about that? But, you know, the media wasn't curious at all, but you did. You know, a lot of checking and vetting on, you know, then the junior senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. And I remember at that time I asked you, I go, wait a minute, you're from New Zealand. Why is somebody in New Zealand care about what's happening in America? And you told me pretty succinctly what motivated you to protect the interests of America, because it, in a sense, was tied to the interests of New Zealand, right?
Look, absolutely. Like, if America goes down, the whole Western world goes down. Yeah. None of us can stand against China and its allies. China owns half of New Zealand now. It owns a lot of our politicians, a lot of our infrastructure. The only thing keeping us to any degree safe at all is the fact that America still has a navy. America still is a threat to China. Mm-hmm. But if that ceases, we'll just become like a little South Pacific North Korea.
Well, what's happened in New Zealand, and, you know, and what you pointed out early on, what was going on was that our elected officials were getting captured by the communist Chinese. They were doing their bidding. They still are doing their bidding. And more and more, especially with, you know, these current revelations coming out from whistleblowers and WhatsApp, you know, translations and that sort of thing, we're realizing that what some were calling a conspiracy before is, in fact, true.
Well, look, exactly. Look, if you were Xi Jinping, and you wanted the president of China, and you wanted to bring America down, which they openly state they do, would you want to get into a multi-billion dollar trade war, which you might lose, Yeah. Or do you want to get into a multi-trillion dollar shooting war before you are ready? Or would you rather spend a couple of billion dollars buying up American congressmen and senators?
Yeah.
There's no background checks in Congress. You know, two years ago, Trump's intelligence advisor Ratcliffe said the Chinese now own so many American congressmen, they can determine which legislation passes the Congress and which doesn't. That's not me saying that. That was Trump's intelligence advisor saying that.
Well, I know last year you shocked our audience. I think several people said that they ended up in the ditch after they heard you say this, that there were over 100 elected officials within our government that were signed, sealed, and delivered for the communists, right?
Yeah, well, look, I say there's about 100 in the House that are either Marxists or couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus, and there's roughly 40 in the U.S. Senate. Wow. So, you know, that's a pretty big number. Do you think the Chinese would tolerate a couple of hundred pro-Americans in their parliament? Or, or Putin would tolerate a couple of hundred pro-Americans in his Duma? They wouldn't do it because, well, we are so open. There's no background checks in Congress at all. So the Chinese, the Cubans, the North Koreans can bribe or buy or co-opt our Congress members, and there's nobody to stop them. And they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here we are, days away from our 247th birthday on July the 4th, Trevor, and there was some decisions that came down from the Supreme Court. And it was interesting to observe who was so upset about it and their commentary about it. They were so detached. And we're talking, you know, congresswomen, senators, so detached from the Constitution that when the Supreme Court upheld the Constitution, they were losing their minds. I mean, that's quite telling. And the voters need to be aware of this and make sure that they take away the right information so that when it comes time for them to vote, that they do so at a higher level of intellect, right?
Yeah, look, they revealed that they are enemies of the Constitution.
Mm.
You know, they're saying, well, you know, the Supreme Court is now extremist and corrupt. It was all right when it was controlled by the left, and it was doing all sorts of extreme, crazy, anti-constitutional stuff. That was fine, but now that it's moving in the other direction, thankfully, they're upset about this. Mm-hmm. But like 68 congressmen last year voted against investigations into the influence of communist China in this country, and 86 voted against a resolution condemning socialism and communism. So that tells you right there in the House, right there, how many bad actors you have in the House.
You know, Trevor, we've talked about, like you said, these elected officials can't even pass a background check. I would dare to say, I mean, they're not reading the bills. I would say I could put them to the test that, you know, citizens who are naturalized, you know, the civics test that they take in order to be able to raise their hand and take the oath to, you know, defend this country, to participate in the country, defend the Constitution and that sort of thing. And, I would, dare to challenge these elected officials to see if they could do as well as these newly indoctrinated citizens who come into our country.
Well, that's right. That's why the first book you just saw had a picture of a senator saluting the flag with his fingers crossed behind his back.
Yes.
Because they take that oath all the time and they trash it every single day. It means nothing to them. They lie. Isn't that a shocking thing that politicians would lie? Well, we know that, but what we don't understand or haven't understood till now is that we have ideological Marxists in the Senate and the Congress. And they're not just after personal glory. They're not just after money. They want to socially transform this nation into a socialist communist state. Now, these are the people who grew up in the Vietnam War era supporting the Viet Cong, and then supporting Fidel Castro and the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. They're ideological Marxists. Now they're in their 60s or 70s, at the peak of their career, that they've never lost the revolutionary zeal of their youth. And this is their last chance to see a socialist revolution in America. And they are pushing and pushing all the way.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, Trevor, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Trevor Loudon after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Trevor Loudon. He's an author, filmmaker, public speaker from New Zealand for more than 30 years. Has researched the radical left, Marxists, and terrorist movements and their covert influence on mainstream politics. No doubt they are well entrenched. I say no doubt. This isn't a conspiracy. He has proven it time and time again. And if nothing else, just look at their actions. You know, the Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. Well, look at what they're doing. Look at what they support. Look at what they vote on. Look at when they make a comment against the Constitution. And, you know, it makes me wonder, Trevor, as much consternation that remains since the 2020 election, that our elections are still not secure. Because I believe in the common sense of the American people. They're seeing this. I mean, you know, now the mainstream media is suggesting, well, you know, maybe the American people are waking up. No, they've been awake for a while, but they're astounded and losing faith in the government that they used to believe and count on. And to me, one of the keys that has been perpetrated upon the American people has been the ballot box. This has been so compromised. You know, for us to end up getting the kind of results and the kind of government that most of America says, even with current polling, they disagree with. We're on the wrong track. Bidenomics isn't working. But yet it's like the system is rigged. And we really don't have a fair shot at this unless we, the people, are real serious about making sure that our ballots count. Am I overstepping something here, Trevor?
No, you're not at all, Bill. Look, the ballot situation is extremely serious because it's doing two things. A, it's making people more extreme because they think if you can't win elections, what's left? What do we do? And it's also making some people drop out of the system saying, well, you know, even when the ballots aren't being fixed, a lot of people saying, well, it's all cheating. I don't care. It's not worth doing. But we've got to acknowledge this problem right up front and see the Republican Party is very remiss on this because they don't want to do it. So the Republicans know that the Democrats weaponize, and there will be some Republicans cheating too. The Republicans know, though, that the Democrats weaponized, they were selling guns to the Mexican cartels. Fast and furious. They weaponized the IRS against the Tea Party. That's publicly known. And then they weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI against a sitting president. That's treason.
Yes.
But they would never commit vote fraud. Oh, no, that's dishonest. People get real, you know. Like Newt Gingrich was saying, how come we didn't have a big red wave last time? I can't understand it. Well, Ron DeSantis got a red wave in Florida because he's done more to clamp down on vote fraud than any other state. But nobody else got a red wave because they allowed the vote fraud. It's very clear. It's not stupid.
Right.
You know, to think that these people who commit criminal acts, who are enemies of the Constitution, wouldn't fiddle with ballots is just beyond stupidity. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's like in the book, you cite Richard Blumenthal, for example. We're going to get into some of these senators here about the security risks senators that are in our government. But Richard Blumenthal was famous for saying falso in uno, falso in omnibus, which is amazing coming from him because, you know, he lied and tried to steal some valor during the Vietnam War, as you'll recall. So to me, he has no credibility because he's never really come back to address it and ask for some serious mea culpa for what he did. But our government is loaded with people like this that figure, oh, well, the people are going to forget and we'll just continue to move forward. But the fact of the matter is the people are not forgetting. This is why 60% now of the American people believe that there were shenanigans and there was voter fraud that took place. But you see, if you turn your head on it and just say, OK, I'm not going to pay attention, I'm not going to participate. Well, then you got the government we have right now with Bidenomics, inflation. We're no longer energy independent. Our national security is vulnerable right now. We are on the verge. We're probably closer than ever that we've been to a third world war, Trevor. I mean, these are perilous times right now, brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and all these other compatriots of his that do not believe in the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. Look, just by the way, Richard Blumenthal also lied. He was caught headlining a Communist Party awards dinner in Connecticut. Now, when that was publicized, he said, I didn't know it was a Communist Party event. It's their annual Communist Party awards dinner. Everybody on the left in Connecticut knows that.
Right.
But, you know, 3 years ago, we had great prosperity in this country. Putin was in his box. Xi was in his box. Rocket Boy had settled down. And Iran was too scared to move against the United States. What has changed? How much has changed? The prosperity is rapidly ebbing away. We've got war in Ukraine, about to get a war in the Middle East, possibly going to get a war in the Far East. Mm-hmm. We've got hundreds of Chinese military-age males coming across our borders every day, almost certainly Chinese special forces, waiting to commit sabotage events in America. Elections matter. Elections are a big, big deal. All those women who voted Democrat before the last election then saw their husbands lose their jobs.
Yes.
When Biden closed down the Keystone Pipeline, they would know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would they rather have? A few mean tweets and $2 right. gallon gas and their husbands meaningfully employed? What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. It goes back to what we were saying earlier. I wrote a commentary last year, actually 2 years ago, and it was, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And when you got 95%, according to the Media Research Center, reporting negatively on the then sitting president, Donald Trump, well, what else were the people to think? You know, they just thought it was overwhelming. So you mix that in with, of course, the pandemic, COVID, and the Democrats just had their way with the system. And they took full advantage in order to gain power and control, which Lindsey Graham had said during the Gorsuch hearings, I hope you don't get it. Well, you have to do more than hope that they don't get it. You have to really fortify your boundaries and your principles in such a way so you don't allow this kind of scurrilous behavior to take place. But this has been going on, sadly, for decades. And this is why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today. Right, Trevor?
Exactly. People didn't take it seriously enough. I've been warning about this communist revolution for 10 years, and have many other people.
Yes.
David Horowitz and many others. But Horowitz was a communist. He knew what the Democratic Party was doing. He tried to sound the alarm, as did many others. But Americans, you're living the freest, richest, and most prosperous country the world has ever known. This could never change. It'll be okay. You know, we'll just keep enjoying our holidays. We'll keep on enjoying our restaurant meals. It's fine. Well, you know, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is that good men do nothing. And too many good men and women did nothing for too darn long. And now we're at the point of we're so close to the point of no return. It's not funny. There is a real serious debate whether we'll even get to the 2024 election. You know, that's an option. So, which you never would have thought of, you know, before. Free speech was always taken for granted in this country. Even that is going by the way of the, you know, going the way of the dodo at the moment. So,
right.
We need God's help to get out of this. And God smiles on people who stand up in faith and courage and tell the darn truth, regardless of what it costs them. That's what we need now to save America.
Yeah, exactly, because you think about the foundings. I mean, here we are, like I said, a couple of days away from having celebrated our 247th birthday. You got to go back to your roots. You got to go back to first principles and realize how this country started, how the hand of God that was so evident that George Washington, our first president, repeated time and time again, but for the hand of divine providence, you know, we didn't have a chance, Trevor. America did not have a chance. But here we've left.
Fighting the world's greatest military empire with squirrel rifles.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But whose side was God on? Because, you know, the famous fog that came down on New York Harbor just at the right time to save George Washington's troops. There was many other providential events. Mm-hmm. You know, and George Washington getting down on his knees and praying just before and down in Valley Forge, then going on to take the British out at Yorktown. All of these things point to this as a providential nation.
Well, the situation we're in right now is we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there. We got more from Trevor Loudon right after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's accomplished the goals he set out at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden told reporters yesterday that it will be some time before Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, but added Ukrainian President Zelensky understands he has the support of the United States and its allies. The Chicago area is feeling the effects of multiple tornadoes that touched down last night. Forecasters urge residents to seek shelter after a large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted in Cook County. Damage has been reported throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled and ground stops were ordered at both O'Hare International and Chicago Midway International Airports. Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. Abortion providers and the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop the legislation. Governor Reynolds is set to sign the bill tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
I promise you, we are going to be talking about Trevor's new book, Security Risk Senators. But because we open this up a little bit, Trevor, I do want to stay on this for just a moment. And that is the spiritual implications of what's happening with America today. God's hand has been on this country just like his hand has been on Israel. There's only been two nations in the history of the world where it's clear the hand of providence has been upon them. You talk about these miracles and time again, just like for the land of Israel and the children of Israel, you see these miracles that have occurred. They're undeniable. And here in America, the same way. And I ask by comparison, have you heard of any miracles coming out of, you know, communist countries or Marxists where suddenly they're putting their, you know, their knees to the floor and praying to Almighty God, asking for help? And all of a sudden, the tides of history are changed so dramatically that favor righteousness and wholeness and goodness. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, not recently. No, there are individual miracles that happen with individual people, but not on the big scale. Because this, you know, God loves freedom.
Yes.
God gives us freedom to love him or not love him, to follow him or not follow him. That is taken away in a communist country. God cannot bless a communist country. God can only bless a free country. That's God's natural, that's how we're meant to live. We're meant to live free and prosperous lives.
And we are designed, Trevor, as you say, we're designed to worship something. Either we will worship the legitimate, the real deal, or we're going to worship or honor something less than. And that, from the age of, you know, day one of humanity, that has been the challenge, has it not?
It has. So this battle we have with communism now, this is old as Adam and Eve, you know. This is the spirit of Cain and Abel. You know, the Abel spirit is independence, loyalty, dedication, commitment, faithfulness. The spirit of Cain is envy, jealousy, rebellion. That is the spirit of socialism and communism. You know, this is the age-old battle we're facing now.
Exactly.
You know, Cain is how we should be. Cain is the devil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Abel is how God made us to be. As flawed as Abel was, he was still on the right side of things.
Exactly.
And Cain was on the devil's side of things. And that's the battle we're facing now. Mm-hmm. Socialism promotes jealousy and greed and anger and resentment and rebellion. That's mm-hmm. the mark of Cain that we're fighting.
And death, I might add, because he did kill his brother. And the thing is also to note, there was a conversation between God and Cain. I mean, to demonstrate to you that even though Cain, you know, was a little messed up in his thinking, thought that he could worship God in his own manner, although God was really clear as to how you were going to worship him. And he was a little depressed because God didn't accept his less than best offering. And he said this to Cain. He didn't have to say this to Cain, but I think he said it to all his creation. And I think this screams through the millennia. His warning, his, in a sense, it was an expression of love because it came with a clear, you know, prescription for you to live a good life. And he said to Cain, he says, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, and that's what you're saying, Trevor, is that is what is before us today. We have a choice. We can choose good. We can choose evil. We can do that which, you know, produces righteous fruit. And there's a system for it that God has established, just like the Marxists and the socialists and the communists. Guess what? They have their infrastructure as well. And their infrastructure, when you look historically, I don't see any good fruit out of it. I see...
None.
You know, life, I see life being killed. I see, you know, things, people being injured. You know, there's all kinds of fraud. It's illegitimate. It is not the real deal. But when you look at the things of God, it is the legitimate. It is not the counterfeit, because what can communists do? You know, just like the devil, they don't create anything. All they do is, you know, twist the words around, try to reinvent things in such a way to make it seem like, but it's not good. And that's what, you know, is up to us, for we the people, to have discerning hearts, to know the difference between the counterfeit and the legitimate, right?
Yeah, look, the left are out there now promoting abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, open borders, drug use, and destructive behavior.
Pedophilia, all of that.
Which is all anti-life. And so they're trying to find every vice that people have and make something of that. Get people jealous and stirred up. Well, I haven't got enough money. I'm persecuted, whatever. That is the left. It's all based on jealousy. If I haven't got enough, it's because you got too much.
That's right.
The Christian system, the godly system is, let's all work, let's all produce, mm-hmm. let's help each other, let's lift each other up the ladder, let's work towards freedom and prosperity for everybody. That is, that's the American system. That is based on the Christian system. Yeah. And so these leftists want to destroy that because they're like Satan. They'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. That is the mentality.
And look at the history of this great country of ours, Trevor. How many people have we lifted out of poverty? How many nations have we run to save? I mean, without America in World War I, World War II, Western civilization is all but gone, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's it. This country has lifted more people from poverty. It has saved more people from tyranny than any other. And this country is the most vilified country on the face of the earth. And its leaders, so that tells you something, isn't it? The spirit of jealousy is out there. But America has been the most benevolent country the world has ever seen. Like any person, it's not perfect, but it's a country mile ahead of anywhere else, which is why so many people want to come and live here.
Exactly.
So, even if they don't really appreciate the roots of the country. So we're at that tipping point. I believe we're at a tipping point. This country's either going to go down towards destruction, or we're going to face up to the reality. We're going to take the necessary steps and set ourselves back on a course to even more freedom, even more prosperity, even more responsible leadership for the world that could go on for another 1,000 years. Who knows?
Yeah.
I know it's not, I don't know which way it's going to go, but I do know it's not going to be the same. And after the next year or two, this next year or two is going to decide which way America goes.
I would agree. You know, Trevor, when you talk about the leadership, this sometimes what's been going on, you know, in terms of how America has been misrepresented by its leadership. You know, when you have Marxists and communists so infiltrating our government and going out and doing the shenanigans they're doing, what they're doing here domestically. I mean, what the FBI and CIA affected in 2020, what they've been doing to American citizens by keeping, you know, political prisoners locked up in jail without due process. This is stuff of third world countries. And guess what? We've had agents of our country that we have paid for, and they have done this to other people. And so what happens, it gets a bit confusing because the everyday American goes, I don't understand. Why you think we're so mean and diabolical? Well, it's because we've had agents who represent this country with the flag red, white, and blue, and they're going out and they're, you know, dismembering their governments and doing regime change and in our name. And this is where the American people have to understand how diabolical this is and the impact that it has, not just within the United States, because we're starting to see it ourselves. And that's why some of these countries are going, hey, now you know what it tastes like, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. You know, the U.S. State Department has been controlled by communists since the 1950s. And they have done everything they can to blacken America's name around the world, to work for regime changes where they weren't warranted, not work for regime changes when they were. Right. But here's another example of this. You know, we knew that the January the 6th committee, you know, the witch hunt against Trump, now that was run by Benny Thompson from Mississippi, the old Democrat. Now Benny Thompson, so he's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, right?
Right.
Supposed to be guarding us. Benny Thompson used to support the Republic of New Africa. That was a Black Panther-type group, Marxist group, that killed more than six policemen.
Going to break. When we come back, we are going to talk about Trevor's book, Security Risk Senator. Stay with us.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6 prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who've been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And, as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements, and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns. With you, Bill Martinez here, along with Trevor Loudon, my good friend, author, filmmaker, public speaker from New Zealand, a researcher's researcher, as you've heard me say time and again. His latest book is titled 15 Subversive Lawmakers Expose Security Risk Senators, Part 1. So Part 1 tells you there's going to be many parts to come, especially, as he mentioned earlier, we've got about 40% of the Senate that is compromised. I mean, I don't know how. Imagine this. You're a card-carrying communist, but yet you raise your hand and take the vow to defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to defend the Constitution at all costs, right? So how do you do that? Well, his book depicts it quite clearly, where you have, in this case, it's a gentleman who's raising his hand, assumed senator, raising his hand to the American flag with his other hand behind his back and his fingers crossed. There's just no more explaining about it. It's just that they're flat out lying to us, we the American people. And meanwhile, they were making $180,000 a year, plus all the other insider trading and everything else that they can get away with as they go into serving our country, supposedly, and barely able to, afford afford rent there in D.C. And then somehow they leave and they become gazillionaires. Just doesn't add up, Trevor.
No, it certainly doesn't. And, they get a modest salary by private sector standards, and they come out, worth several million dollars. And that goes back to what I said about Xi Jinping, mm-hmm. What's more effective, getting a war with America or spending a few billion dollars buying enough American senators to keep the borders open so your troops can come across, to keep the regulations off Wall Street so it can continue to funnel money to the Communist Party of China, to keep the FBI away from the technical institutions so it can keep on stealing secrets, to keep the INS off your back so they can send all these Chinese spies over here as immigrants. That is what they are doing. They're buying your infrastructure. They're stealing your secrets. They're killing your kids with fentanyl. They're co-opting our senators and congressmen who could stop this and are making sure they don't stop it. Mm-hmm. That's why we're in the problem we're in.
Exactly. Well, in the book, you start off with Arizona, and we've got about, you know, 6 minutes or so. So we're going to have to go rapid fire. There's no way we're going to be able to get all 15, but this is why you need to get the hands on the book. And Trevor's done all the research for you. This will more than pique your interest. I mean, this is quite compelling. So let's talk about the security risks from Arizona.
Well, you got Mark Kelly, the former astronaut. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy met his wife, American wife, not in Arizona, in a Communist Party of China's function conference in Beijing in 2002. He went back to those conferences for several years. He became involved in several major Chinese businesses. He was actually hawking Chinese products from outer space when he was an astronaut. He would ride on stage in China on a motorcycle with a big Chinese flag on the handlebars. He's done massive deals with China. He's also compromised by Iran as well. He's compromised working with an Iranian, pro-Iranian cell in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So two enemies of America he's heavily, heavily involved in, and he sells himself as a moderate conservative Democrat.
Exactly. Kristen Sinema.
Well, Kristen Sinema is now the moderate. She's independent. She's Mitch McConnell's best friend. But she's still pushing DACA amnesty, which is a Communist Party program. Mm-hmm. She's been working with the Communist Party since 2002. She had communists on her staff. The communists helped get her elected. She followed Communist Party programs. She is best friends with Regina Romero, the communist mayor of Tucson, Arizona, who is also, as I said, is deeply in bed with the Communist Party. So now she's acting as a moderate Democrat, but she's still selling the Communist Party programs because Arizona is a red-leaning state, and it sells better if you pretend you're a moderate.
Yeah, exactly. California, Dianne Feinstein, who's hanging in there, and you've got some senators trying to hold the door open for her to get her out sooner than later.
Well, look, Dianne Feinstein started working with the Russian communists and the Yugoslavian communists in the 1950s while she was at Stanford University. She was in bed with the Russian Communist Party for many years as mayor of San Francisco. Then she switched her loyalties to the Chinese. She went to Shanghai, became good friends with the local Communist Party leader who became the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. They used her connections to help get China into the World Trade Organization, which turned China from a fourth-rate power into a power that can now threaten this country. She had a Chinese spy in her office for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
While she was serving as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, when that was discovered, she said he was just my driver. He was her office manager. He was the highest paid staff member. He was getting Defense Department documents across his desk on a regular basis. The only thing that concerns me is why did they need a Chinese spy in her office when they already had Dianne Feinstein?
Exactly.
She is China's best friend in the U.S. Senate. Has been for decades.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about senators. I know your mind might want to go to a couple of congressmen, but right now the book is focused on senators. Hickenlooper in Colorado.
Well, Hickenlooper is the globalist. You know, he's been to the last six, I think, World Economic Forum events. He has also gone to Cuba for meetings that included meeting with one of Cuba's top spies. He has helped to bring the Cuban communists into Colorado. He's helped to bring a lot of globalist institutions into Colorado. He's also helped to bring Chinese influence operations into Colorado. He had a left-wing background as a young man, very hardcore left, but he portrayed himself as moderate business owner. But he has worked to enable both the globalist and the communist left in Colorado through his entire career.
Trevor, how about Raphael Warnock?
Well, Raphael Warnock is a liberation theology Marxist, the senator from Georgia. He was a big He was taught by Calvin Butts, the Marxist pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York. Mm-hmm. Calvin Butts is a man who once went on a rampage in Atlanta with Molotov cocktails, burned down a church, burned down some businessmen, and dragged white motorists out of their cars to beat them up. This is the man who trained Raphael Warnock. He has worked with communists and Marxists his entire career, and he was partially behind appointing Daniel Blackman, who I mentioned earlier, to head a Marxist, to head the entire EPA for the whole of the U.S. Southeast. You know, Warnock is a complete Marxist.
Exactly. Hawaii, Mazie Hirono.
Yeah, well, she's from a Maoist background. Hawaii was a big center in the 70s of pro-Chinese communism. You know, the young Maoist kids that love Mao Zedong, she was right in the middle of that with the League of Revolutionary Struggle, Line of March, etc. And she has continued to promote those Maoist pro-Chinese causes, these radical causes, the Black Lives Matter type of thing, which is Maoist, continued to promote those right through her entire career. So she comes out of the Maoist pro-Chinese camp.
You know, we're touching on some of the highlights from Trevor's new book, Security Risk Senators, 15 Subversive Lawmakers Exposed. Got about a minute left here, Trevor. Dick Durbin.
Well, Dick Durbin started out in a communist-controlled union. He works with pro-North Korean elements in Chicago, the HANA Center, etc., which supports North Korea. He's brought their people into the Senate. He also works with some very heavy Muslim radical leftist groups in the city as well. Is deeply in bed with the Communist Party, Democratic Socialists of America.
Well, Trevor Loudon, we got to leave it there. I think we gave people a good taste of your new book, Security Risk Senators.
No, this is just part one. Can I just tell people where they can order the book?
Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, go to trevorloudon.com. Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N. You get signed copies. There's part one, there's part two, a 30 senators profile, and I've got a new book out too called House Un-Americans, which is part one of six, which will profile 100 currently serving U.S. Congress members. So that's trevorloudon.com.
Well, Trevor Loudon, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and exposing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Loudon. And, of course, this book will be also linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Trevor, for being with us. For more information, as I say, check it out, BillMartinezLive.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Go and be blessed beyond your imagination.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.